Our prayer focus for today is we are the call to be His army. Heavenly Father, we are here before You in awe and thanksgiving, for You have called us into Your army to defend and spread Your kingdom here in our land of America. Through the Holy Spirit, You have drawn us to take our proper position as a warrior of the King. Through Yeshua, Your Son, You have given us all authority over the enemy and called us to fulfill the rest of Yeshua's mission of bringing the good news to a dying world, the breath of new life, and the joy of salvation. Father, as we gather to listen to Your heart and receive our orders for today, keep us off the enemy's radar and bring confusion and disruption into his camp so that his followers will be blinded by the light, so that they will either choose to worship You, the true God, or be left in the darkness that is filled with death. Lord, just as the words of the prophet Ezekiel of old proclaimed, You breathed the gift of the Holy Spirit into us and raised us from the dead bones of the past into a well-armed and equipped army that has been promised victory. In fact, we are more than conquerors in Yeshua. Holy Spirit, You are our best friend, and with Your gifts of wisdom and discernment, we are able to face any challenge, move in any direction, and know we can move any mountain because of faith manifested through love, just as Yeshua taught us. Thank You for having made us who we are in Yeshua now and into the future that lies before us. Lord, we know and believe that our prayers are heard and answered according to Your will. Lord, Your place on our hearts, that which is in Your heart, and that all can be saved if only they believe and follow Your commands. Strengthen us and fill all that is lacking in our faith, so that as we intercede, we will see the enemy and all his plots, plans, and schemes be turned to a revelation of how we can conquer and overthrow those who are filled with treason and hatred toward our land and all that You have given us and have planned for us. Today, Lord, we seek protection and guidance for our President Trump and all who work with him to fulfill the agenda You have assigned him. We also lift up our prophets, Your prophets, in our time, especially Mark Taylor, that doors will be open to him and others to speak into the heart of the president and all the leaders You have destined him and others to touch with Your word. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Ireland so that they vote to slam the door of the darkness of abortion and other forms of evil into their nation. May they face this challenge and remember their strong heritage of faith in the Lord Yeshua the Christ, that they will vote for life instead of death. We pray also for those involved with the primary elections today in Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Texas, so that they choose those You have anointed to lead in such a time as this. Lord, we cry out to You that we are united in prayer and in our voice and in our vote so that we bring defeat into the enemy's camp. Father, in the days ahead, let Your Holy Spirit direct our leaders to stand for justice and truth, to have no fear, even to the point of losing one's life, so that another can live under Your loving commands. Strengthen our leaders to challenge and defeat all those in high places that have led others astray and have been involved in the shedding of innocent blood of our children. Lord, we proclaim we are Your army, and we form an impenetrable wall against the enemy. We pray in unity. Thank You, Father, for this great grace during this time. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
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 Karen?
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank You for Yeshua. Thank You that apart from Yeshua, we are nothing and can do no thing. For He is the vine and we are the branches. If we abide in Yeshua and He in us, we shall bear much fruit. And as Your army, the army of God, We come together with one voice, one mind, the mind of Christ, and one plan, that of the Holy Spirit, to take back all that the devil has stolen and hold it at all costs. Father, we are so grateful that you have intervened on our behalf by anointing and appointing Donald J. Trump as our 45th president of these United States. It is evident that the enemy had a different plan for our country, but thanks be to God, it has been thwarted. And as we come together to bring before you things concerning our hearts, like killing of innocent blood, abortion, child pedophilia, sex trafficking, voter fraud, the breakdown of our family units and relationships, homosexuality, and many things that plague our nation today. May we hear, may you hear our heart's cry and continue by your Holy Spirit to reveal to us your plan and directions on how we are to move forward. As soldiers of Christ, we are changing this atmosphere as we each hear and act on what the Spirit is speaking unto us. And as Christ's ambassadors of reconciliation, we represent a merciful King who has paid the price for our freedom and blessings, and that in this time, we shall all be about our Father's business. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us and guiding us in the ways that we should go and what we are each called to do. Thank you that our hearts are not hardened, but we keep them pliable to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking unto us in these times. And we shall not look to the left or to the right, but we shall continue to look up to the hills from where all our help comes from. It comes from you, O Lord. And Father, as we follow Christ, our example, our children who are watching us, let us be good examples for them to see just how great you are, and that their hearts would be turned to you, and that they would not seek the things of this world, but the things after your heart. Father, we pray and ask this in the precious name of Yeshua. Amen and amen.
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 Bonnie.
Amen.
Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Michael, could you? We remind folks to please mute their phone when they're not praying.
Yes, that would be a good idea. Just to remind y'all that it's better for hearing if your phone is muted. And when you're going to pray, then you can turn it back on. Okay. God bless. Okay, Bonnie.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for that reminder. I wanted to tell everyone that while I was preparing for today's prayer, it came in my spirit. The Holy Spirit wants me to pray Psalm 91 over his prayer warriors.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. For then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you shall trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge over you to accompany and defend and persevere you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name, and has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness. Trust and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God, Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your prayer warriors, have gathered here before you today, your army of God. We come before you today in thanksgiving of receiving the Holy Spirit in this week of Pentecost and giving us the holy boldness and a new and everlasting love, joy, and peace to serve you, love you, honor you, and worship you. We stand on the front line, clothed in the armor of God, and will battle the enemy and whatever they try to bring to us. We will never be defeated because we are saturated in the blood of Jesus, and Christ's light shines upon us. God, Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to lift the veil so everyone in every corner of our nation will see the truth and understand what it means to remain one nation under God. Thank you, Father, for continuing to expose the corruption that's hiding in this country. They can't hide anymore, and the truth will be known. God, Father, we see your strength and your might in the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii, showing us that once the ground is destroyed, new growth will come upon the land, and we will be refreshed in new life to serve and honor you. Grant us the patience and fortitude and understanding to know that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We see you raising your right hand over us, protecting us, and we will maintain the ground that has been won and won't let it go until this nation is saved now and forever. And we will vote for your godly people that will serve and support you, because you will bring forth those candidates that have Christ's light shining upon them. May you bless all the voters today that will be voting in these primaries and give them the wisdom and discernment to vote for your candidates. God, Father, we know and we feel that the good hand of the Lord is upon us. Your army, your dream team, and our assignment is to bind and rebuke the devil and all his works. We renounce you, Satan, and all the evil working with you, and we bind you, and we nail you to the cross of Calvary, sending you back to hell where you belong and sealing that door shut with the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost fire. Father, as you said in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us will prevail, and we will refute every tongue that accuses us. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. And in 1 John 5:8, the one who was born of God keeps us safe, and the evil one cannot harm us. Absolute victory is ours, God, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And Father, amen. We pray for all of the warriors that you take your coal of holiness and you cleanse our lips, and that we do not ever agree with the enemy. We do not pray in fear. We do not fight in fear. We do not agree with him, but we stand against him, and we agree only with you. And out of our lips comes only those words that agree with you, no matter what the environment looks like. We don't care. We don't care what's on the news. We don't care what we're hearing. We don't care. We step and step with each other, and we see the goal, and we see the war, and we understand the battle, and we agree with you, our commander, and we only agree with you, our commander, and we put the enemy to flight. We resist him. He will flee. We thank you for unity, Father. We thank you for love for each other, Father. We thank you for humility, Father. And in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Heavenly Father.
And Lord, protect the children, protect the babies, Lord, in this nation around the world, Father. Lord, you from these fakeness, Lord, and Lord, Lord, have mercy. Lord, that are sacrificing these children, Lord God, Father, drinking their blood. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your fire, Lord, will strike, Lord, these satanic cults all over this nation, around this world, Father. We ask you expose them, Lord. We ask, Lord, that your hand will be heavy upon them. Lord, they have no peace on earth, Lord. That, Lord, that the pit they have dug, that they will fall into it. We ask, Lord, that you would deliver these children, these babies, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you would put a hedge around, Lord Jesus, these precious little ones, Lord. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, that you, Lord Jesus, will put, Lord, these demonic followers, Lord Jesus, to fight, Lord God. We ask, Lord, that you, Lord Jesus, would destroy their cult, Lord, their group, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, that you will execute justice, Father God, on the earth, Lord. So we cry out, Lord Jesus, and ask, Lord, that you would put a hedge of protection, Lord, around all these babies and children around the world, Father God, from the attacks of the evil one, Lord God. Because what they're doing is heinous, Lord. So we ask, Father God, we cry out to you that you will execute justice, Father God. You hear the cries, Lord. You hear the cries of the unborn, Lord, for the blood has been shed, Lord, and you heard it. So we ask, Lord, that you will answer and answer, Lord, with justice and answer, Lord Jesus, with recompense, Father God, that, Lord, that these cults, Lord, would be totally eradicated from the face of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Father, your word stands forever, and we trust. We trust in you, O Lord Jesus. Your word is saying that you send the Holy Spirit to convict the world of their sin. And we pray for mercy, mercy of the conviction, Father, that every soul in this nation will be convicted. Give us a chance, convicted, Father, of the horror of sin, consequences to pay, and your precious everlasting love, Father. So conviction will be so powerful that every, Lord, yes, for you said in your word that desire of your heart that all will come to repentance and none will be perished. Let every soul cry out, Lord, what shall I do to be saved? Lord, we are looking for this kind of a revival, this kind of a awakening in this nation, Father, that the soul will come unto you and the land will be healed. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, your word stands forever. Your word is saying that angels are hearkening to your word and do your commandments, Father. So be it. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah.
Amen.
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 Heavenly
Father,
Father,
we thank you for answered prayer. Thank you for answered prayer, Father, in the confirmation of Gina Haskell yesterday, Lord, as the director, as the new head of the CIA. Lord, we pray your blessing upon her life, Father. We pray your protection over her and her family, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will give her the wisdom to do what you want done in that agency, to clean out what needs to clean out, to root out what needs to be rooted out, Father. We pray first and foremost for her salvation, Father, if she does not know you, that she would come to know you as her Lord and Savior, Father. We pray for her soul. If she already knows you, Lord, we pray for a deeper walk and a deeper relationship with you, Father God, that her ear would be tuned to your voice, Father God, to give her direction on how to proceed, Lord. Lord, she has a very challenging job with her, Lord, and we pray that you would equip her for such a time as this, Lord. We pray that you give her the arsenal that she's going to need, the spiritual, physical arsenal that she's going to need, Father, to move your agenda forward, Father, in assisting the President in what you want done for this nation. So we thank you and we bless you, Lord, for the answers to prayer. We give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, in the holy name, Yeshua, we thank you, Lord, for your word.
We thank you, Lord, for your authority over all the enemy, that we have authority in the name of Yeshua. Behold, Luke 10:19 says in the English Standard Version, behold, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm her. We need to comprehend, Father, that authority is the force. There's a whole lot of folks running around out there that think they've got power when they don't have authority. Authority is the power, and we need to realize that and use it according to your perfect will and be led by your Spirit in your holy authority. In the name of Yeshua, I thank you, Lord, and praise you, that this army will rise up and you take your authority as we ought, according to your word and your will, and exercise it over all the power of the enemy and defeat the power of the enemy that has already been done on the cross of Calvary. We just need to exercise it according to your word and your will. In the name of Yeshua, I thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your word. As Jesus said, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, as my brother said. And he also said, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. Thank you, Father, for the armor you have given. As you said in 1 Samuel 17, then Saul gave David his own armor, a bronze helmet and a coat of mail. David put it on, strapped the sword over it, and took a step or two to see what it is like, for he had never worn such things before. And David said, I can't go in this. I'm not used to them. So, Father, we are not putting this armor, this worldly armor, but instead we have the armor, as you said in Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. We put this on, Lord, as we fight the battle in the kingdom, as part of the kingdom army. We put on this whole armor that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, where we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So we take on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. These are evil days, that Lord, and having done all, we stand therefore, having girded our waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and we take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always, yes, Lord, as prayer warriors, praying always with all spirit, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Thank you, Father. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you would mobilize, teach, train, equip, and deploy your kingdom army now, for this is the time, for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thanks.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
One more.
Father, we just thank you so much for bringing us together through technology. We thank you that you have given us a vision to intercede and come in agreement with your plan, not only for our country, for others, for those in charge of us, for Israel,
hey, I'm Norm Miller,
for many around the world. And today, Father, we continue to stand with President Trump, and we just ask that your hands would be upon him, guiding him, protecting he and his family and those that he works with, including Vice President Pence. Father, that there is a lot that still has to be revealed, and we thank you for the expansion of truth. I thank you that we come in agreement with your plans according to your will for our country. I thank you for the anointing on these warriors here, Father. I thank you for an anointing on our country as truth is revealed. We praise you for that, Father. And we continue to stand, Father, with what you have. For those who are giving the truth, for the journalists who are speaking the truth, for those in the entertainment realm who have been blacklisted because they speak the truth, for those politicians who are speaking the truth, we pray for a special anointing and protection on them. And Father, that those things that are hidden in secret are going to float to the top, and that the lies will not be able to prevail with what you are doing. And we thank you. We thank you so much for your mercy in our country at this time, your mercy and protection on each one of us. And we come in agreement with those who prophetically are speaking the word over our country. Let it be so in Jesus' name, according to your will and mercy. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
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 And we want to thank you for all of your prayers and all of your unity today. And I want to dismiss you now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that you walk in divine favor, divine health, and all good things that you see unfold before you are always a blessing from our Heavenly Father. And we thank you and give you glory and honor and praise, Father, for all and sealing our prayers today. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
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 God bless you all. We'll see you Thursday.
God bless all of you. We love you. Bye. God
bless
you,
prayer warriors.
Thank you.
Love you.
Goodbye. Peace and blessings.
God bless you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.